Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Coming up on TMS. Now there's a ladyfinger.
Hey, I'm Italian. Forget about it.
Pickled grandpa peeing in the fridge.
Immature content warning.
Sipowitz butt.
The new phase of dumb.
Fireworks killed the dinosaurs.
Roguelike burger.
I loved David Koresh in CSI Miami.
I'll be in my bunk.
Every day I'm pickling.
I don't like sneaking.
Kim's Chi.
Reddit and Weep with Tom.
53 million reasons to watch Recommentals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Only your hometown Pizza Hut restaurant has a special pan full of so come and get it.
That's your hometown Pizza Hut.
Home of pan pizza.
I like fish.
The Morning Stream. Don't eat that. It's Pluto.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It is... Excuse me, a little cough decided to just pop right in there.
Wow, okay, all right, you're right.
Yeah, I think I'm okay now. June 14th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson, that's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian, good morning.
Hello, Scott.
Apologies to everybody yesterday for getting cut off early. The show, I lost internet and then it stayed off. My backup was off, everything was off. It's some kind of relay station problem, don't know what. And it sucked, and I was pissed. It all came back later and ran fine. But I did post the show for the very first time. It took forever, but I posted it up to all the audio feeds and all of that using a tethered phone.
Oh, wow. How long did that take?
Longer than it does normally, but not. It wasn't terrible. It's still, you know, 5G is pretty okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was not great. I would not prefer to do it that way, partly because I'm in this, like, sealed metal roof room here.
Yeah.
And my signal's a little iffy down
here.
You're
like a little Faraday cage, basically, is what you are. Yeah.
Anyway, that sucked. I left you and Bobby in the lurch, and I hated it. So
we had a nice little chat, Bobby and I, about Zelda and our favorite shrines, where we're at in the game, what we're doing.
Very nice. And I was worried it was all going
to
be...
He's way further ahead than I am.
I was afraid it's going to be all science talk, but no, you guys went where I would want to go, right to the Zelda talk. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like, hey, look, I get to save my the science thing I had planned to talk about for next week. Woo!
Yeah. Has he finished the game, or is he just further along?
No, he's just further along.
Okay.
He's... there are kind of mini bosses, mini bosses, big bosses, but not the full on boss.
Right.
And he's three in where I'm at one in. I'm one in the bosses.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
Are those tied?
I've completed one boss.
This is going. It's getting worse.
I've given one boss a happy ending. No,
wait that's a minute. Not right now. Either. Okay. That's not right either. Yeah. Still weird. Anyway. Did you? So are they tied to? Forgive me because I haven't played it at all yet, but
sure.
Are they tied to the temples, the bosses themselves?
They are tied to the temples, okay. Yes.
So there's enough temples. There's like a temple per boss.
Correct.
And your decision to go to which one when you go there is a little bit dependent on how well you're doing up to that point, right? Like you need to be geared or leveled or something.
I try to remember if it nudged me towards a certain... temple first. I think maybe it did.
Probably would, right? Wouldn't it?
Probably would. I don't. It felt open world. Like I just kind of said, "Ooh, I'm going to go, you know, northwest first."
Yeah.
But I feel like there was something that nudged. There was a quest that said, "Go check out something in Rito Village," and so I'm like, "Oh, let's go to Rito Village." And I get there, and it's like, "Oh, there's a temple right there. Well, let's do that temple." So that's probably the first one a lot of people do. But yeah, people are pretty much agreeing. The Wind Temple is probably what they intended for you to do first.
But, well, a real quick check on speed runs. I always like to do this a little ways into a game's release. So far, the USA holding the top four slots, Sweden after that, Spain, and a few others. But currently, Orchestra, like Orca the whale with a straw, but also it's like Orchestra. Anyway.
Oh, God, really? Orchestra?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, it's kind of dumb. 4 days ago, hit the new record, the world record currently, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 53 seconds, beat Tears of the Kingdom.
Get out. Really?
Yeah.
A little over an hour?
Yeah. These sorts of things blow my mind because, A, how quickly it happens, and B, how should that even be at all possible, even remotely possible to do this? And this is a no-glitch run, by the way, so this isn't them taking advantage of some error or some
bug. My God. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, you just basically say, I'm up on this thing, dive, boom, and then you go down and, like, immediately go to the Wind Temple. Jeez Louise.
They must that must be what they do, right? Like, there's video of this, so I could go look, but it freaks me out when they do
this. I swear to God. I feel like just getting up to the Wind Temple took me like 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. There's a guy who, so Breath of the Wild has a better record even. At number one, a USA player named Player 5 is his name.
Clever.
23 minutes, 42 seconds, he beat Breath of the Wild.
23 minutes.
See, that's insanity. That's a whole other thing
in
life.
There's no fun in that.
No, they're not there to have fun. They are there to clobber something in no time.
They're there to get the likes, basically. They're there to get the views so that they can make the money from the views, and I'm damn envious that they can do that.
Yeah.
That they can make the money from the views by doing that.
Yeah. No, speedrunning's a thing, man. They are into it.
It really is a thing, yeah.
Not my thing, but someone else's thing. All right. Well, that's awesome. I got to tell you a thing real quick. So speaking of games.
Oh, yeah. You were going to say there's some good news. There's some.
It's so weird. So you can download this and play it on your AmberNick if you want, or your Steam Deck or whatever. But okay. McDonald's for that Grimace's birthday.
Birthday?
They made a brand new Game Boy Color game. Only runs on Game Boy Color devices. You can actually get the hard cartridge if you want, or you can download the ROM, because obviously not everyone's going to have a Game Boy Color anymore, and you can play it that way. But a brand new release of a Game Boy Color game all about Grimace and his adventures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're, and I'm assuming they're basically saying, here's the ROM, it's free. You don't have to own the physical game to legally own this ROM. We're giving it to you.
Yeah, they just give it to everybody, whoever wants it.
Oh, yes. You know, those fast food tie-in video games are always so, so good. Like Sneaking. Oh, what a great game Sneaking was.
That Sneaking, it got as close as they're ever going to get to good.
Yeah, to good games.
Yeah, because all they did basically took some
just a stealth.
Yeah, it's Splinter Cell, basically.
A roguelike burger.
Yeah, and the Burger King walking around trying to be all sneaky and stuff. It was real dumb. Yeah. They're all dumb. They're always dumb.
They're all dumb.
Yeah, but I kind of sort of want to play this.
I mean, you know, you can get it for free. You can let me know how it is. Please do. Please,
I'll let you know.
Please do let me know how it is.
I will. If it's so good that I can't believe it, I'll send you the ROM and then we'll all join together.
We'll all swim in Valhalla.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, at the gates of frozen Valhalla. Hey, look at this. We're going to talk about, I got a question about Italian accents.
Oh, okay.
You know, Italians with their accents and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, very familiar.
Yeah, they, you know, whether it's Sopranos or something else, you hear sometimes exaggerations or whatever. But I'm watching, and I'll go ahead and spill the beans now. My recommendal today is just background watching NYPD Blue because I had no other time for anything else.
Sure.
And while I'm watching
we're all watching just for Sipowicz's butt, right?
That's I can't wait for it. It's I'm so
the whole
excited.
Thing. Yes.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've now seen CSI Miami. What's his name?
Jeez.
He plays John Kelly. I can't think of his name.
Redhead.
The redhead actor. The guy that left, thought he was going to have a huge Hollywood career, came back for CSI Miami, did that for 20 seasons, and then retired. I can't think of his name. Not Horatio, I know, but what's the guy's name? The character, the David Caruso.
Caruso, yes, David Caruso.
Anyway, he's very good.
We always, by the way, yeah. See, we were talking about tattoos the other week. I was thinking about this yesterday. You and I just need to have tattoos, kind of like the Memento guy, you know, where it's all over our body for things that we need to remember, like, so-and-so Caruso did the voice of Pumbaa.
Yeah.
David Caruso was NYPD Blue. Oh, remember Sam Jones is...
Guitar Hero will be right over here, and then Chester Cheetah is a cheetah right here.
Right, Chester was a cheetah. Yes, exactly. We'll be like
if tattoos could be truly temporary and not hurt like hell to get lasered off, I'd consider it.
Would be kind of hilarious.
Yeah, like even just do it before I go to Vegas one year.
For one GMS Vegas, right? Be the dude from Memento and just have all that stuff on there, like Schitt's Creek tournament.
Yeah, and I'll act all like paranoid, like Guy Pearce and everything, and it'll be
it was like everything in a different font too. It was like every message was in a different font. Like, I'm gonna do this one in Old English. How about this one in Comic Sans?
Yep, and we'll do it all backwards. We'll be at the arcade first.
Oh, right. That's right.
And then I work our way back to just getting off a plane, you know, or driving up in the car and go, I don't know. This note here says it's something about the leopard. Oh, no. You know, that'd be great.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, so I'm watching this thing, and David Caruso, by the way, the point of that is I've seen his butt.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen his butt like six times now. Okay. Yeah. Sipowicz has not had his butt out. I don't know why. Let's get on
that. I think that was a season finale. Like, it was the cliffhanger. Was it?
That poor girl. What's her name? The district attorney lady. Anyway, Dan Hedaya was in yesterday's episode. That was weird.
Oh, that's cool.
Played a crazy homeless guy. Anyway.
Of course he did.
So,
I told you.
He claimed he killed somebody, but what he did
Loretta? I did not kill Loretta.
He didn't say Loretta like that. I hate it. I forgot all about that weird blonde lady. All right. Yes. Anyway,
Casey Kasem's wife. Boy, that's a rabbit hole.
There's
a
rabbit
hole. Let's continue on about Italian accents.
So there's this guy in the mob who's trying to buy off one of the cops. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's all a good storyline. It feels gritty and like the characters are doing important things and all that. But this accent. So I guess what I'm asking is, if anyone's of Italian descent, they hear this accent, is it as bad as I think it is? Okay. So here's the first bit.
Life goes on, though, Janice. You got your own career to think about. I think you want to cooperate here. You don't want any bad publicity emerging.
You see what I'm saying?
It's comical.
It's
so over the top. Like,
hey,
like, don't listen to him, Gloria. She's like, it's basically that. You know, it's...
It is.
It's Grand Theft Auto, basically. Yeah. It's like, I studied all my Italian accents by watching Andrew Dice Clay and playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, very Andrew Dice Clay. That's a good comparison, actually.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more later in the scene. Here's this.
Up your ass with that license plate, pal.
Yeah, up your ass, sweetheart. Right up your ass with that shiny cop shield.
It's just so, like... over the top, man. Just.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And the rest of the episode, kind of realistic, sort of leans on some really realistic themes, really relatable stuff. Like, the episode itself is not a problem, but this dude, and he's wearing this big, puffy 1992-looking, like, I don't know what you call this jacket of the time, but then big flared-out pants, Italian loafers, like the whole thing. And he's like, hey, you want me to turn you in? You keep doing what I say. Hey.
Up your ass with the cop shield. I'm walking here. Why did you touch my hair? I work real hard on my hair.
There you go, yeah. And that was Amy Brenneman, by the way, talking about...
I loved Amy Brenneman.
She's great. Yeah, I forgot she was in there at all. All these people.
She's Caruso's wife, right?
Girlfriend, side squeeze.
Girlfriend. Right.
Yeah, the wife was... what's her name from... that went to ER right after this. Julie. Can't remember her real name, but Julie was her character, and she went it was famous at the time because they were having a really good first season, and then she bailed.
Sherry Stringfield, is that right?
That's it.
Yeah.
And she was great on ER as well. And then Caruso left after season two, I think. I'm nowhere near that. I'm still in season one, and this is back when you did 24 episodes per season. Not only that, it was back when all slow motion looked like that choppy 5 frame per second bullshit.
Oh, you know what, right, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So anytime like anybody
Steve,
got shot.
Like the Steve Austin,
yeah, but even worse. At least Steve Austin kind of had some, you know how in the Lord of the Rings movies?
Oh.
That the slow motion they do in those?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't even know what to call it. It's so bad. And that's what they did here. And it's just shit. It's just garbage.
Thank goodness we have our iPhone slow motion now, which is so much better.
It's so much better. Let's film all our movies in our phones is what I'm getting at.
That's what they like us to
do. That's right. So there you go. Oh, also a quick check-in from Dr. Nikki. Speaking of doctors, Mr. Calhoun there in the chat. Mr. Jizz in there. You have to listen to our pre-show. That's not going to make any sense unless you hear a pre-show, I guess.
Unless you hear a pre-show. Boy, you know, you just might have actually brought a lot of people to be like, what? Talking about jizz? Pre-show? I'm a patron now.
I'm a patron. Whatever.
Here's my dollar.
Yep. $1. Done.
Yes.
Dr. Exactly. Nikki wrote in. We love her. She says, a little check-in with Dr. Nikki. Hey, guys, in case you're wondering, AI-generated images of animals also have creepy fingers. Someone gave a scientific talk at my university about mice, and I was impressed how they had managed to get such precise and well-lit images of their mice doing experiments until I noticed they had 9 fingers on each hand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just trying to sneak
Doctor,
one in.
Doctor, faking the photos. Yeah. Using the...
It's permeating our entire society.
Oh, man.
Exactly. I had a guy yesterday. So Trump did his indictment thing yesterday.
Sure.
This is not political, everybody. So calm down. I'm just going to tell you a fact. I knew it would happen. It's not me. Anyway, this guy wrote in, a fan wrote in and was saying, I guess he's a fan, but he was saying that he thinks that none of that actually happened, that the entire court visit was AI generated and that it's all made up, that he wasn't really there.
Of course.
And this is why all this is a problem.
Right, of course, yes.
Right? This is why this is a problem. It's not so much a problem that we can fake stuff. The problem is that people are so dumb they believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So welcome to we are entering a new phase of dumb. And I can't wait.
It worries me because people will be quick to act and quick to potentially get violent based on things they see that are generated, you know.
Yeah, you could fake something up pretty quick that would incite some.
That would rile. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully, our smarter nature that I'm convinced most of us have will help calm the idiots down a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll play a little defense. You know, we'll try to clear the air here on the show. We'll bust those stigmas. Yeah. You know, we'll break them apart.
We will expose those lies, those mistruths.
She also goes on to say, and this is mostly for you, I think, because you're the one that suggested it, but she says, also, thanks for suggesting Turo. She says in parentheses, they should sponsor you. Hey, we're open. Let us know. Says, I was able to rent a car from them in rural Colorado to take a trip to Black Canyon on the Gunnison NP. NP?
I don't know what the NP is. Black Canyon, the Gunnison, I know, but I don't know what NP? The NP stands for.
It must be a road or something. Anyway, which I would not have trusted my unreliable car to do normally. 5 stars. Love the show, though. Dr. Nikki. We've had a few people write in and say Turo was real good for them.
It's such a, you know, basically it's the rideshare of car rentals. And why give Hertz $120 a day for a car when you can do Turo for, $25, $30. Plus, it's a great way to try. Hey, Scott, it's time for Be Real. I'm going to do a Be Real of.
Oh, do a Be Real. Do it. Hey, I'll do one too. Let's do Be Reals. I like this. You know what? Does yours always go off during the show?
No, mine, this is the earliest I've ever seen mine go off.
Mine's
in recent weeks.
Mine's do a late one. Oh, no, it's ready now. Yeah, mine too.
No, it's yours is good if everybody's at the same time.
All right, I'm going to do this right here.
Okay.
So, why did it change? I wonder.
What do you mean?
It's not the normal time for me.
There's not a normal time. It's a random time every day.
Oh, is it always a random time? That I didn't know.
It's always a random time.
Oh, I always thought I'm just late for it. So I thought it was the same time every day and I'm just missing it, you know? Because I'll get a thing saying, you're late for your B-Real. I'm like, I know, I am every day. That's how I use B-Real. I come in late.
Oh, it just... It posted my first one, and then it said, do you want to post or be real? You've got a minute and a half. I'm like, oh, well, crap, all right. And then I just posted a second one, and basically it's just like the same photo of you, except photo number 2 is nice and sleepy. It's sleepy Scott.
Oh, is it sleepy me? That's actually accurate. I slept like crap last night.
Yeah, that's the point, is that it's a random time every day. Everybody gets the same time exactly, and then you post it. So it's like, don't just take a picture when you have a beautiful sandwich. Take a picture when you're washing dishes, too.
Well, so what if it's in the middle of the night? I guess
I don't think they'd... Well, I don't know, because what about other countries? I know Claire... I think Claire gets a different time be real than we do.
She must. Right? Yeah. They probably do it same time of day, but depending on your time zone. So you and I both got the mountain time just now. But somebody else...
No, because Tom, September just got hers, 9 of 12. TV's Travis.
Oh, there's Len Peralta. As well. Yeah, Len's in there. I see that. Icor.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look at all these people watching us.
Oh, there's crazy. There's Bobby.
So I think the U.S. all gets at the same time, but then I guess other countries get a different time that's all of their time zones. Oh,
okay. Well, that's how
maybe
you learn
all
to,
of Europe or something.
That's how we learn to be real, everyone.
Exactly.
I kind of enjoy that app more lately than I did initially.
I do too, because it's so... It just is so, just so requires, okay, let's explain here, because there's a people out and they're saying, what the heck is a Be Real? All right. Be Real is an app. Tom told us about this, 2 years ago at TMS Vegas, or a year ago at TMS Vegas. And it is a social media app that, instead of saying, take a picture and post anytime you want and show us what your cool life is all, you know, all looks like, it's no. It's 9:35. You have 2 minutes to take a photo.
Yeah.
Or it's 4:18. You have 2 minutes to take a photo. Or it's whatever. It's 12:36. You have 2 minutes to take a photo.
Right.
Because it's going to be what you're doing right then in your real life, so that other people can see what you're doing in real life.
Right. And it's cool.
It's cool. It's a clever alternative to the Twitters and the Facebooks and the stuff like
that. Yeah, and it feels a lot tighter of a thing. It's my kids, it's my nephews and nieces, it's my, you know, some family, it's you guys, exactly. It's like people in the tadpole. Yeah. It's just a much tighter sort of less anything goes sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still anything goes, but it just feels more of a, these are friends. I'm not going to put a picture of me flipping off Ted Cruz or something. You know what I mean? It's just right, going to be exactly. Me doing whatever I'm doing. It's just a different approach.
And people can't discover you outside of your little circle, outside of the people that you're friends with, unless you say, oh, okay, make me public, which I'm not going to make myself public.
No, don't be public. We don't want to be. We're public in enough places. We can, you know. Exactly. We are going to be private here. Brian's going to show you his privates. That's all that's going to happen.
That's right. Exactly. All right? So if you want to friend us, Coverville on Be Real and Scott Johnson, I believe. Up Scott Johnson or Frog Pants. Let me see.
I can't remember.
You are Frog Pants.
I'm Frog Pants. And that's all. Just Frog Pants. Yes. No numbers just or anything weird. Yeah.
Oh,
add us up.
Good photo of you.
Hook us up, yo. Hook us up. Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Brian Dunaway, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. I am doing not great.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
What?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, you guys know I've been taking my papa back and forth to the doctor. And so, you know, I've been in and out of the hospitals, hanging around in the rooms and stuff. So I've got a cocktail of whatever the hell's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when you go on your little con, you come back with your con crud. It's like, what do you have exactly? Well, I have a whole slew of interesting symptoms. I have no idea what I have.
So basically it's like everything. You know, like basically dined at the buffet of
I might as well have just licked the floor is what I'm thinking.
Right,
go ahead and get it over.
I've decided for hospitals I'll still wear a mask in there just because that's where everyone who's sick is. They're all sick in there.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
you know, isn't the we won't talk about mask anyway. It's spreading germs. What was the theory? Spreading germs. If I wear a mask, I'm not spreading them as much.
You wear the mask to prevent you from giving anything.
But if I'm walking around and old man death is over here going.
But you still,
unless
if you're
I got
wearing,
like
if,
a full on gas mask on.
If you're wearing an N95, though, you do increase your chances of not getting it. It may not be 100%, but there's a reason doctors and surgeons and everybody wears it.
But I also think, well, I think it's also of how long your exposure is, too. Like I said, why are we talking about masks?
You know what I hate?
I feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad because I hate in this country that masks are even a remotely controversial topic.
Why we can't talk about them without people going, you like masks?
Yeah, or having to do like some kind of, we have to do some kind of disclaimer every time. I freaking hate it.
I do too. Stupid. I also hate talking about social issues. I'm like, oh no, this person of yours is homeless. Why does it always got to be politics? I'm like, well, the fucker just needs some help. He's the language, but he's homeless. I mean, you live
by your fucking agenda.
I hate it, dude. That's why we're no agenda. We're changing the name.
I've never been into politics. But somewhere along the lines, people started saying, oh, the things you're saying are political. I'm like, no, the things I'm saying are human, and they've become political things.
They've been politicized.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
F those guys. That's all I'm saying. All right. Look. Oh, we got a person who's ready.
Oh,
should we bring them in?
Please.
We're going to bring a person in. And that person is caller number three. Discord caller number three. It's Katrina.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we love Katie. Oh, there she is. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Are you
there? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Let me turn off the stream real quick.
Yeah, just mute us on there.
Lester, turn down your radio.
Yeah. you're all good. It's good to have you here. How are you doing? I know you've had kind of a month. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good.
How are things in Pahrump?
Pahrump.
It's nice. Blue skies, clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it mayhem there too though with the Stanley Cup or no? Is it?
Yeah. Do they care in Pahrump about the win?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Nobody's blowing fireworks or anything as far as I know with the last win.
All right.
Usually that uses any excuse they can for fireworks out here.
That's true.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's true.
It's a good place to do it where everything's really dry. It's a great idea. Yeah.
Well, we have like five fireworks stores in this town.
Oh, wow. That just run all
that
all?
There's one that's 24 hours.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You need your fix.
You must live where I live.
You can find them.
Yeah. Like when, who are you that at like 2 a.m. you just got to have your fireworks, you know? That's just crazy to me.
Well, it's right next to the dispensary, so you can go from one right to the other.
That's right.
We kind of have that with any state border town that borders a state of one where they're illegal. They always set up some 24-hour shop like right across the line so people can get there.
That's how we'd get ours, because a lot of that stuff, like bottle rockets, M80s, that kind of stuff was illegal when I was a kid. So we'd have to go over. We'd go to Wendover. And they had these stands that would just like, yep, here you go. Here's all the artillery.
What you want, son?
Yep. Mm-hmm. My parents hated that I'd go there. But
I want to blow up some shit.
Yeah, I just saw, I should have taken a picture of it, and I still might, but we now get the tents, you know, popping up all over town for 4th of July, right? Because it's 3 weeks away, so people have to start buying their stuff. So we've got all the tents popping up. The one right by our house, or closest to our house, is called Jurassic Fireworks.
Oh, my God.
Because you think fireworks, you think dinosaurs.
Sure, always. You know, that's how they went out, is my understanding. The big giant M80.
Exactly, mishandling of explosives. Yeah.
I remember my favorite thing to get in Wendover though were those little lady fingers. You couldn't get those anywhere else, and they were these tiny. They were called lady fingers. They were tiny little
cakes.
Tight little firecrackers that were really small, like the size.
They were dainty, like some what are those Virginia Slims? They were kind of like the Virginia Slims of firecrackers.
Kind
of,
yeah.
The firecrackers that are made for women.
But they were really so compressed that they would really explode and take out like whole anthills and stuff. Okay. It was great.
Wow. Yeah.
Did y'all have the bottle rocket on a stick?
Always.
No stick bottle rockets.
Always.
You know what I'm talking about? The ones you put on the road and you go, okay. Run.
No, it's really? Basically, yeah, we no. called it, we called it Rocket Roulette, I think is the name we called it.
Yeah, yeah.
You take the stick
like,
off.
Like somebody thought it was a good idea. It's like, we've lost all the sticks of these things are going to go everywhere.
Yeah, I've told that story. So I've told that story about how the neighbor lady walked out and one of them without a stick went flying randomly up her skirt and exploded on her hip.
Oh my gosh.
Now there's a lady finger.
We got in trouble. Big trouble for that. I spent probably a week or two washing stuff of hers, mowing her lawn, all that kind of crap.
I'm sure.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
I'm so sorry about blowing up your lady area.
I'm sure her lawn was burnt off by
her poor hip, though. I saw it explode out the side.
Her
it was
poor awesome. Hip. How was she, 80?
No, I mean, like, it exploded on her, you know? She had a little mark. She probably still has a scar and looks at it fondly. I don't know.
We call this the Johnson.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game, and Katie is in the running to win some prizes. Only, I love one of these is one of the prizes. Anyway, Brian, you're going to have to explain this and tell her what she's going to win.
All right. Well, it's time to play the Tadpooley feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that they gave us. It's Scott and Brian's job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Now, Katie, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian, and if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Death Squared and Lust from Beyond M Edition.
All right. So a quick note. I had to play Lust from Beyond because the developer sent me a code. He sent me a code, says, we'll give you this code, but you have to play it on, you have to do some content. So I did. Now, the version I had was just very suggestive. My understanding is it's a shooter kind of puzzly thing set in like some hellscape. It's all like very gross. But the M Edition, my understanding is that one's got like full on people doing it with devils
and
stuff.
It's like it's like the mature edition, M Edition. Yeah. I gotcha.
So I would say if there was one of these you would want to pass on to some friend of yours who's into such things, you certainly can do that.
What if I'm into it?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. No judgment. You do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jeez.
Let's go for the M Edition. You got it.
What's going on in this photo from the game? Oh, okay. Oh, weird. All right.
See? It's a weird.
I'll be in my bunk.
Yeah.
I'll be in my bunk.
All right. Well, that sounds
whistle
great.
Chasers in the, what's what there was called?
Whistle chasers? Oh, wait. Where did you put this?
There we go.
Put it in our, chat.
Yeah. Mr. W. Fireworks got some whistle chasers.
Mr. W.
Yeah. It travels along the ground upon mission. Yeah. Horrible idea.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Horrible exactly. Idea. Right. What in a random direction. Have fun, kids.
And they whistle too, so you know they were coming. Yeah.
Oh, we got some home. We got some domestic taken care of there.
Probably got tired of waiting on us shooting the shit.
I don't know.
Eventually, sounds like a feud.
Sounds like mom is needed for something. Katie, okay? You all good over there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, we've been talking a long time. We apologize. We called you to play a game.
Yeah,
exactly. You called us. Let's get to it. We asked 359 tadpoolers. 26 of them said, I don't really have an answer to that, or I don't want to answer that. And I'll explain once we get there. Put your hands on your buzzers. What's your favorite pickled food?
Oh, shoot.
Scott, shoot.
Pickles, dill pickles.
Pickles. Show me just your run-of-the-mill cucumbers.
Number one.
Let's get that one out of the way, shall we?
Yeah. Seemed obvious to me.
Number one answer on the board.
I'm proud that so many of them knew that pickles were cucumbers. Yeah. Everybody, logical for us, but
yeah. I'm not saying all 147 of them put cucumbers. I'm saying
that's some new information for somebody today.
What? I think so. What?
Pickles are cucumbers?
What? Oh man, I would love to be that person. I love when I discover new things as obvious as that. That's great.
Katie, you're going to be teamed up with Scott here so the two of you can work together. 9 answers left on the board. Name the Tadpool's favorite pickled foods.
All right, Katie, what do you think?
About pickled beets?
Pickled beets are good. Beets. We do like a pickled beet here at the Johnson home. Let's say a pickled beet.
Ooh.
Pickled beets by Dre. Yes, they'll turn your
beet. Oh, they're good.
Show or your poop, actually.
I believe
show
you.
Me pickled beets by Dre.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, number 4 answer on the board.
Brian, again, I think Dunaway, you would like them. You'd like them, Dunaway. I think you just got to try them.
No, we pickle everything around here, and everybody's always trying to, you don't like this pickled? No, I won't.
Yeah. You got like a weird little witch that lives in the bayou that says,
you want a pickle? I've got whistlers and pickled shit. I'm sorry. I've dropped several bad words today. I apologize.
Swear all you want.
I'm not feeling well. I'm totally drugged up right now.
We don't care.
On several medications. I mean,
we care that you're feeling better, but you can swear. We don't care. It's fine.
Yeah.
We don't care. All right.
We don't care.
Katie, that was a good one. How do you feel about kimchi? Pickled? It's not really pickled, though.
That's gotta be up there.
I don't. It's more fermented, or there are ways of pickling it, but I think the chat would have done it, so I feel good about it. We'll say kimchi.
All right. Show me, I think it's radish, pickled radish and cabbage and stuff like
daikon,
that.
Daikon, all that. Yeah.
Daikon. Show me a kimchi.
Number two.
Yeah, number two.
All right. Well, see, I kind of like that kind of stuff. For some reason, if you put it in the ground before you pickle, or you pickle it in the ground, it's not as bad.
Sounds not as bad?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That should be worse, but
I don't know.
Okay, now we're getting into the weeds, because this could be anything. around here, we really like pickled carrots. Kim makes them sometimes. Oh. They're fantastic. What do you think about that? Do you think we're in the top 10?
Sure. Let's try it.
All right.
Why would you do that
we're
to a
going,
carrot?
We're going. Oh, it's so good, Brian. You have no idea. Carrot. Pickled everything. So
what's
good.
A carrot ever done to you? All right.
living that pickle life.
Yeah.
Show me carrots. Yeah, darn right. Number hole. 8.
Gross.
On the board, yeah.
Pickled onions are really good on like tacos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You like those? You know the? Do you know okay. the?
All right.
No, they're like pink. They almost look pink, I think. And they're like they used to be red onions.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Seeing those.
If you use the red onions, then they're definitely pink.
Oh, they're so good. Okay, those.
All right, show me those pickled onions. Put one in my gimlet, please.
Nice.
Number 3.
Hey, Scott is a pickle fiend.
I do like pickled
pickle
stuff.
Maniac.
Big fan. Pickled food. So this isn't pickled flavor.
What about pickled eggs?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Not only, okay, I don't think anybody really likes a pickled egg. I can't stand them. I think they're horrible. However, this feels like tadpole answer to me. So I'm
coming that. Aren't they like in a red?
Like basically
the
they're like trolly like, yeah, about pickled eggs. Yeah. Those horrible monsters.
Aren't they always
so
like a red color or something? Is that like food dye they put
in
there?
They can be, yeah. You get those jars that have the liquid that's not fully opaque, but pretty dang close. You just see like the slight white outlines of eggs floating.
I've had that. You're at a bar and somebody room temperature goes, would you like me to stick some of these tongs down in this bucket and get you some pickled egg? No.
Those are actually really good. I will enjoy a pickled egg every once in a while. Show me pickled eggs.
Oh, wow.
Number 7.
That's it, right? I can't. Wow.
Let's see. Okay. 19, 25. Even if you just get 6, 9, and 10, you tie. So you would have to get all 4.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm coming for you.
All right. Let's see.
Scott, I got one. Scott,
what do you got?
Katie, get one more of them. Then it's all over, Brian. Yeah. All over.
What do you got, Katie?
I don't know if it's going to be very popular, but there's pickled pig's feet.
Oh. Yeah. We love those around here. That is a huge draw.
Yeah. My mom's mom. No. Wait,
hey, don't throw those away. We can pickle and eat them.
Right. You're using the whole buffalo. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, she loves these. Pickled pig's tails.
I want to start some of those.
They probably do. Rich. But let's do the pig's feet. I like this thinking.
Sure. All right. Show me pig's feet and or knuckles.
Ugh. You call them knuckles makes it even worse. Why does calling them knuckles make it so bad?
Number 11, just out of the top 10.
Damn it.
Let me pickle your knuckles for you.
You people are gross.
All right, this is your big chance, Dunaway. See how
The guy who hates all things pickled. Let me see here.
You need a run of all 4. But you have 3 strikes to do it. You don't have to do it all at once.
Right. I'm gonna, and we can. We did determine at some point in time that we can use the chat room as our. It's fine if I look over the chat room.
Okay, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know. They know the answer. They don't know
YouTube.
Anything
I don't know where the. All right. Well, I'm seeing some. I'm gonna go with the sauerkraut. Why not? Because that sounds good. We've been pickling stuff. Yeah. Let's pickle some sauerkraut.
Well, you don't pickle sauerkraut.
Forget that answer.
And then it turns into sauerkraut. Yes. Show me cabbage / sauerkraut. You know, that whole thing.
You don't toast.
Number 6.
Yeah, you don't toast. You toast bread, you fool.
You're right.
That's right, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, ATM is an ATM machine. It's like that.
Oh, pickled wieners. That sounds good. Is there some form of, that sounds like something I've seen people do. Pickle some wieners.
Some wieners? Like hot dogs?
Pickled hot dogs?
I don't like that you're
asking it like that.
I don't like that you're asking it like that. Is that the thing I'm looking for? I think relish. I think Ibit is trying to give me an answer.
I'm not trying to give you relish. That's chopped up pickles. Up cucumber.
No, it's not. It's got other stuff too, though, right?
Yeah, it's got that goo in there. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pickle those. These people are crazy in the chat room. Chow chow, hot sausage. Yeah. It's called, pickled peppers. Maybe some pickled peppers.
Pickled peppers, sure. You bet. Yeah. All right. Show me Peter Piper and his peck of pickled peppers. Number 10.
Look at that.
Bell peppers.
Bell peppers, specifically. Wow.
Yeah, you do your pickled peppers specifically are bell peppers, red and green.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's not to say they're
Yeah. Me and Scott both interesting.
It is interesting.
Interesting.
I had no idea. All right,
is it the only type of pepper on the list? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, but you son out. Of a butthole. Why would you do that to me? Why would you do
son
that?
Son of a butthole.
The good news is Katie wins either way. Like, for you to win, Brian, you
have
to run
the board. Oh, that's true. If I run the board. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's good. So, then we've got it. We got this then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandpa was always pickled. He wasn't my favorite pickle. Let's see.
Your pickled grandpa wasn't your favorite pickle? Okay. He's your favorite grandpa, but not your favorite pickle.
Right. Yeah. Did I tell you about the time he peed in the refrigerator? Anyway,
no.
Let's see.
Wow.
You got to be drunk to do that. I bet you plenty of people had that story.
Yeah. He pickled the milk. He pickled the bread. Pickled pickled the eggs. He pickled
pickled the entire grocery lineup.
All right. So I'm going to go with, so you didn't say the other pickle. So let's go with pickle. I don't have any strikes yet. So let's go on crazy. Let's do that. Let's pickled jalapeno peppers.
Sure. All right. Yeah. Show me. I've made these myself and quite fond of the recipe I found for these. Show me pickled jalapenos. Answer left on the board.
Okay. Man, Lust from Beyond M Edition is almost hers. Let's do it.
I know. That is crazy. Oh,
it's hers. It's definitely hers.
Yeah, it's hers either way. Yeah. But let's really send it home. Yeah, let's send it home with a bow on it, you know, by you getting
Katie, send me some screenshots once you start playing it. Curious, really curious.
I see that BioCow, who I love, is yelling, olives! Pickled olives. Let's go with pickling me some olives.
Olives.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, good choice. All right. Is the last answer on the board pickled olives?
Oh, it's a shame.
Not. Surprisingly, it's not. But yeah, olives do get pickled.
Isn't it how you... Yeah, that's the only way you make olives, right? That I know of, right?
Yeah.
You pickle them?
I think so.
Do you pickle green ones, I believe? I don't know if the black ones are pickled as well.
I would assume
the black ones are fermented.
Oh,
fermented,
yum.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, that was number 15 on the list. So
it did make it.
Say
okay.
Olives. They just didn't say enough. Olives didn't say enough.
Katie, how do you feel about pears? Pickled pears are a thing.
Pears?
Yeah, I've had those. They're gross, but I've had them.
They're gross, but they might be up there.
They're not my favorite.
All right.
Pickled pears.
Show me pears.
Damn it.
No.
Damn it.
No pears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Bet no pears what you got, beats Brian? Battlestar Galactica. God, it's got to be something weird that people like to pickle on here. I see pickle stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Look, we do everything to a peanut around here because we're peanut
South,
region,
right? Yeah, and it is the South. It's
We're in the peanut region. We boil them, we bake them, we do everything I've ever seen done to a peanut. I've never
boil
seen
them,
a pickled
them, put them in a stew.
Yeah, I've never seen a pickled peanut, but I feel like that just feels like something that these weirdos would do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
show me a pickled peanut. I don't even think anybody's said pickled peanuts on the
well, that's probably because it's not a thing.
It does exist though. No, I've had them, they're real, but they're not Kim's done them, but they're not like I don't think they're popular.
Nobody in the chat
everybody loves to pickle the potato chips.
Yeah, but it's not your turn. Let's do
it's not your turn.
All I got left is like I know sometimes people do tomatoes, like green tomatoes will get pickled.
Oh, we do. I actually like those. Those are really good. Like green tomatoes that are
but
pickled.
I don't know if the chat would say it. It just doesn't feel like something I'd
like
say.
Those.
I mean, like, what about like daikon?
I wonder if daikon's separate.
I'll tell you right now, if people said daikon radish, I put it in with kimchi because that is the primary. Smart.
Okay, fair enough. Ingredient.
Kimchi is the pickled result, much like pickles are the cucumber result.
Right. Oh, well, Kim does pickled asparagus, but I don't know if anyone else does.
Oh.
That might be weird. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Right. I've seen that in the chat room a couple of times.
Weird is very. Pickled tomatoes.
Yeah, pickled. Tomatoes feels more common, but maybe it isn't. It's just in my head. Shit. We'll just say tomatoes. Let's do tomatoes.
Right. Okay.
Let's lock it in.
Show me tomatoes.
Damn it.
No.
Tomatoes. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Going to win or lose.
Wrap,
and I'm going to go
it
with
up.
I'm going to go with the chat room and go, hey, why don't we pickle some cauliflower, Mom?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Jardinera, right? That's primary ingredient of jardinera.
Oh, really?
All right. Show me, I believe it is. Show me cauliflower.
Son
no. Man. It's all over.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Katie, you still win. You still get Death Squared and Lust from Beyond M Edition. What could that last one be? It's funny because one of you is from the South, and I figure this is like the most Southern pickled thing ever. Have any of you been to a Black Eyed Pea? Any of you?
No.
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 What's the show me number 9.
Okra! Gosh dang it!
I should have guessed that. My mom was eating okra yesterday. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. Slimy
the
ass.
The slimiest.
I don't like it. I'm not an okra guy.
Does the pickle reduce the sliminess or increase the sliminess?
Probably increase it.
Yeah, I'd say probably increase.
Okra.
Here's what you want to do with okra. This is my favorite form. You freeze dry it. Well, it's a drying way.
But you do like it with dehydrated.
Yeah. That's it. You salt it up though, real good, and then you do dehydration. It loses that slime business altogether, and they're just tasty little crunchy little boogers. They're
so good. You kind of like use the slug murder on it. You do the dehydrate
salt.
It and throw some salt on it.
anti slug treatment. It's great.
Not that I condone anybody pouring salt on a slug. Gross.
Yeah, right. By the way, the chat room does point out that mostly in the South it's deep fried okra and a black eyed pea, but they do pickle breaded. It, and we've gotten the pickled okra ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, this is good news. Scott Fletcher would say this.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
That's right, Katie. You're a winner of these two fantastic games, one of which might contain some very offensive material. Brian's going to send those over to you via Discord, and you'll be off to the races. They're both Steam games, of course. And having you on is just a treat. How do you feel about your win?
I am looking forward to some mature content.
Nice. Well, let us know how it goes. Hey Brunaway.
Hey, Johnson Hon.
And assuming your hospital crud doesn't get any worse, we're going to plan on doing a Play Retro tonight.
I'll just do like I did today. I'll drug up about 30 minutes before it.
And nice.
We'll
should
make
it
really
work.
Frenetic.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the fine folks at home what we're covering tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing Marvel versus Capcom. We're starting at X-Men v Street Fighter and working our way to Marvel versus Capcom. We're just going to do the first one. Everything that is basically 2D, we're not going to do the second one. But I've learned so much about the Capcom system boards and the video games. I didn't play a lot of Street Fighter growing up. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But a huge fan of the X-Men stuff. So yeah. I've learned a lot.
You know what else is crazy? Here's what's crazy about them. The relationship, Capcom had a really good relationship with Disney way back in the day. They were doing all these Disney ports and different Disney games. And they were good. They were really good Disney games that were licensed to Capcom to make. Marvel, not owned by Disney back then, but they also had this deal with Marvel to do these Marvel crossovers. I don't know what it means for today, but now it's all in one pot. I don't think they do any of this anymore. Or no, there was a recent... I think there was kind of a recent Marvel versus did.
I know that the 1UP guys have created a few cabinets that collected all of the Marvel versus.
So good. Games. Hey, but you're a Marvel guy.
I am.
So do you know what? Okay, so you know Marvel, they used to name all their stuff. Like they would go, it wouldn't just be like, you're reading the Fantastic Four. It was like Fantastic Four and then some subtitle. Do you remember what they originally called the X-Men? It was like X-Men.
I mean, there was the Uncanny X-Men from and it was Children of the Atom.
There you go, Children of the Atom. There was a game that was Street Fighter style, that same kind of engine, and it was X-Men Children of the Atom. I did not know
that's
that.
Right, I remember that
the story.
And it was the first time you saw a lot of X-Men characters in video game form, and it was like, oh my god, they look great. Here's Psylocke fighting with Magneto and Silver Samurai, and
since this was like the late 90s, we had some people that were just absolute masters at sprite animation, and these things were gorgeous.
Yeah, it was the height of that stuff, man. Right around this time, I want to say Street Fighter Alpha 2 or something came out.
Yeah, Alpha 2 was right in that cooking
silky, silky smooth, man. I love
it. And the PlayStation couldn't do it, baby, but the Sega Saturn could.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Saturn was great at 2D. Anyway, we'll talk all about that later today. 3:30 Mountain Time. Check it out live at frogpants.tv. In the meantime, Brian Dunaway, suck our butts.
No, you.
All right.
Ew.
Ew, indeed. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt will be joining us. Do a little tech discovery, you know, find out what's going on in the tech world. Yeah. So that's coming up soon. We'll have recommendals after that. But first, Brian's going to play a mid-song. What do you got?
Here's our indie in the middle. Scott, can you name six impossible things?
Yes. Flying, bursting into flames. I'm thinking all hero stuff.
Sure.
Drinking 400 gallons of water in 30 seconds. And what's the, is that four?
That's four. I will say that's three, but that counts. That's good enough.
All right. Here's one more. Wrap my body in tape and never take it off again until I die. All of these things seem impossible to do.
Excellent. nicely done. How about a band called Six Impossible Things? They're an Italian dream pop duo. I love, I love my dream pop, just that shoegazy kind of stuff. They have a brand new EP called The Physical Impossibility of Death in the Mind of Someone Living. Wow. This is their first band single after two EPs released as a duo. And you like them if you like Boy Genius, Beach House, and Ethel Cain. Here is the first single. It is called 20-something. Here is Six Impossible Things.
We'll be right back. Here's the newest, most fun game of all for girls of all ages. It's made by Mattel.
How many times are you going to ask me that? What, do you think I'm, like, stupid?
I don't think you're stupid. Hey, Brian. Yes. Tell me who that was again. Who was that?
Sure. That was Six Impossible Things and their brand new single, 20-something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Seems all right to me. I like that kind of music as well. Yeah. Although when you said Italian, I heard this.
Life goes on, though.
That guy again. I heard them. But I don't think that's what it sounds like. Hey, look who it is, everybody. We got a little time for some tech, maybe. And if we do, we got to play this.
The world of tomorrow will be as cold as sunlight. Tuned through photochromic windows.
Blah 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 blah.
You know, of all the clips I play for Tom over the years, I don't know what that guy's talking about. You know, like photochromic rays and cold. Or heat. I don't get it.
Be a Bobby conversation, actually.
Between Bobby and our pal Tom here, they could figure it out. But it is
get
Tom.
Bobby and Dr. Nikki on that. Man.
That's right.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, it's good to have you back. As always, we do this on Wednesdays. Tom comes on, talks about some of the latest tech going on, and I'm sure there's something brewing today. What's going on? It feels like it's been a really busy couple of weeks tech wise, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it has. We had the gaming festival and the WWDC and the internet's over, Scott.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
Yeah.
No more internet.
There's no more internet.
Finished the internet.
Reddit shut it down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, geez. Everybody protesting on Reddit. Yeah.
Are we, one of the places I would go to get weird articles for this show was a Reddit page that I am now locked out of because of this protest.
Everyone's locked out, not just you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Sucks. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you rely on Reddit for Google search? There's an article from, I think it's Jay Peters, on The Verge about how he had come to rely on adding Reddit to the end of many of his searches because what he was searching for would always be on Reddit. And if he didn't search with Reddit in the search, he would get less relevant results. Mm. So, for example, one of the examples he gave was, you know, trying to work through a part of Tears of the Kingdom. If he just did a search for that, he would get, you know, a bunch of clickbait. But if he put Reddit, he'd get a bunch of people playing the game discussing it on Reddit. And his point being that exact subreddit that he was getting his Tears of the Kingdom help from is now dark during this 48-hour protest.
Yeah, it's it had a way of reminding everyone how much certain corners of the internet are just givens. Like, we just expect to get those results. When I search, I use DuckDuckGo all the time, and it seems to favor a lot of Reddit results for whatever reason. I don't know how theirs works, but I'll get a lot of Reddit results, especially for game-related stuff. And you're right. Like, that stuff just is always there for you. If I don't want to go sit or sift through a bunch of videos on YouTube and try to find the right one for what I'm asking, which is sometimes a huge pain in the butt, going to Reddit is often the quick, easy way. It's like, oh, this guy's got a very short paragraph on exactly what I want to do. And even these results are saying it. But yeah, in the last 48 hours, those are taking me to dead pages or to pages that are saying, you know, they'll have a message about why they're part of the protest or whatever. In the case of the one that I used to do, it just says you have to apply to be in here. So go ahead and do that. And then we'll let you know. But I was already applied in part of it before the shutdown.
Oh, really? Weird.
So they're just, I don't know if
that's just a different way of going dark.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're actually actively approving people or just using that as the way to make the point.
Part of me is annoyed how dependent we are on something like Reddit. Or I guess it's the feeling of here's a basket with a lot of eggs in it, you know?
Yeah. Although, and there's a lot of good and interesting talk about decentralization, maybe using ActivityPub, which powers Mastodon, to make a Reddit style thing, which you could totally do if you get enough people on board. I don't know. What's interesting is this isn't a company using its centralization to shut people off. This is a decentralized community of moderators, which Reddit has always encouraged, right? They don't centralize moderation. They decentralize moderation using their decentralized power to protest a change.
Right.
Because the change itself, A, hasn't had an effect yet. And B, when those third-party apps stop wanting to, or when those third-party apps have to start paying the high rates to access the API on July 1st, and most of them have decided they just won't, when those go away, that would have an effect, but it wouldn't shut off Reddit. It would mean you'd have to use either the web or the official Reddit app. Mm. I I think this is fascinating because it's the decentralized portion of Reddit that is causing the outrage. And granted, if you had an ActivityPub central, you know, decentralized system, you wouldn't have the same motivations to, you know, have an IPO and raise the API or charge for the API. But you could have something else. Yeah. I mean, think about Mastodon. The Mastodon server is by far the biggest Mastodon server. And they're not going to do an IPO, but what if they did something else?
Yeah, they
and
could.
Everybody got upset and started to defederalize with the main Mastodon server.
Right, which brings us back to the same problem.
I don't know. It's an interesting aspect of this that I'm paying attention to because it is the mods exercising their power.
Right. They keep dropping these things about the Reddit CEO trying to manage this. He just said something to the effect was, well, he actually literally said, this one will pass the way all blowups do.
It was in a memo yesterday to the staff that leaked out. Yeah.
Yeah. And now the moderators are even more pissed and more digging their feet in.
Yeah. So a bunch of them were only going to go dark for 48 hours. Some of them had already said, we're going to go dark all the way to June 30th, which is when the new API fees kick in. And now more of them are saying they're going to continue. Some of them saying we're going to continue indefinitely now. Mm. We're not saying when we stop.
It's always stuff that's perceived at least as greed. Like, I don't know enough about this one to say, oh, yes, it's 100% greed. But it's always these sorts of things in gaming, whatever. It's always said.
I think seeing this as 100% greed is unenlightening and you won't be able to really understand it.
Yeah,
because it isn't just Steve Huffman going, ha ha ha, I will rake in all the coins. it doesn't make sense. And if you read The Verge's interview with Christian Selig from the Apollo third party app, he also is like, yeah, no, I know they were doing an IPO and they needed to charge for the API. He has no problem with that. It is not them trying to make a profit that he has a problem with. He also wants to make a profit on the Apollo app. No, nobody's mad about people making money. Mm-hmm. What Selig is upset about, and in this article, it comes off very reasonable, is like, I can't make the math work. Like, it's too expensive and they won't talk to me. That's the part that really stuck out to me is... they won't even negotiate. They won't even talk. They announced a change in April, didn't tell him the price or any of the developers the price for 6 weeks, and then slapped him with an admittedly high API. I still can't tell if it's entirely unreasonable, but it's certainly something that will keep Selig from being in business. And this isn't him having sour grapes. Now that I've read his actual, you know, at length talk about this, it's him going like, yeah, the math just doesn't work. If they would, you know, cut that price in half or possibly give me more time. They keep saying my app's too inefficient with calls. Maybe it is, but I need more than 30 days to adapt to that. Plus, I have yearly subscribers that I just have to eat the cost on that I can't change their subscriptions. I need more time to deal with that. It does seem that Reddit is just rushing this. And just having an IPO doesn't explain that. Plenty of companies have IPOs and plan far ahead on their monetization strategies. So right. I'm not sure what's really going on inside the executive branch of Reddit. But it's not just greed. It's something else.
It's a little something. Yeah, that's a very non-nuanced take to say it's just greed for sure. Also, maybe we'll all go back to Dig, you know? Maybe it's time.
Oh, wow. You're not the first person I've heard say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I, you know, I'm not.
Because no one ever had a complaint about Dig.
Yeah. Dig was never an issue. In fact, you know, I'm old enough, obviously, to remember the thing that really gave Reddit its rise, which was this sort of, is it Dig or is it Reddit? And it ended up being Reddit for a lot of reasons. And you don't want to lose that thing that Twitch is going through this, that kind of like, hey, man, that was us. That we were part of that when we were young, you know, like that sort of thing. Yeah. Having that go away, or when you, the more of that you lose, the more you put yourself in a potential risk position of something else is going to come and usurp you. I think that's harder to do now because these things are so freaking big. I don't like the term too big to fail, but, you know, if Twitter was as bad as we all said it is, we'd have moved on. But we can't. I mean, why? I don't know. I don't know what the difference is today, but it feels like Reddit's in the same boat. So anyway, time will tell.
Part of me wonders if this is the inevitable swing of the pendulum towards decentralization that I have often said continues to happen on the internet. You know, we go from news groups to AOL to open forums to Friendster and Facebook, you know, like, sure. I'm wondering if this is just what this looks like, you know, and up close, it's puzzling. But when you pull back, you're like, well, forget the individual instances. It's just the overall pressure of having to run centralized systems that is crumbling, and it's going to force people to come up with alternatives.
Well, my happiest part about all of it is that we'll be able to talk about it in length on the Daily Tech News Show, a reasonable, measured approach to tech news that doesn't.
But don't let that stop you from listening.
That's why I love it. But, you know, whatever. Whatever gets you the clicks, people, do what you got to do. Over here at DTNS, they give you the real business. Anyway, that'll be today. And I love being on Wednesday, so excited to have it be a Wednesday topic. Anything else going on that you'd like to mention, Tom?
Well, yeah. So I know that I can be a little too reasonable sometimes. That's one of the reasons that people like it when Molly Wood and I podcast, like on the It's a Thing podcast that we do together. But I know a lot of folks are like, yeah, but I want to hear you and Molly talk about tech news, because when you play off each other, it's fun. So we got Molly to agree to come on at least once a month if we can get the Daily Tech News Show patron up to a 4,000 paid patron level. We're just a few hundred away from that right now. So we have until the API charges kick in, coincidentally enough, June 29th. We're going to plan on having Molly on June 30th if we hit this goal. So those of you who are already supporting us on Patreon, thank you very much. Please hold fast to help us stay on course to that goal. But if any of you aren't, or maybe you let the patronage lapse and it wasn't intentional, come on back. Now's the time. Patreon.com/DTNS.
I would recommend that as well. Tom Merritt, he is Ace Detect on Twitter. Speaking of social media, if you want to follow him there, you can. You probably already do. Tom, we look forward to having you back next week. Have a great one, and we'll see you then.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye now, Tom Merritt. Tom. Oh, shit. Can't hang up on Tom.
All right, there he goes. All righty then. Yeah. Hey, you guys, have you seen anything cool streaming? Because now would be the time to talk about it. Oh, good.
Oh, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, I did. Let's get the Randy Jordan in here. I don't know where. Is he in Canada taking this call?
He's in Canada, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that the the factor meals got to his place and he's not there to get them.
Right.
We'll figure that out. Anyway, hey, yeah. Let's see what we got right here.
Well, what do you recommend?
Yeah, it's Randy Jordan joining us from his vacation getaway up in Canada.
Canada!
It's good to have you on, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, stream. I'm doing great.
Are you?
I'd like you to know that I've removed all of the stacks of my document boxes from my bathroom. Yeah.
Great. Did that. Oh, good. Yeah, it sounds more. Goodness. Yeah, there's more of an echo in there now. Yeah. Stop.
All I wanted was to have plenty of things to read while sitting on the can.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
And I know you've been asking me, why am I sitting on the toilet for 7 hours a day? Doesn't everybody?
I mean, it feels like everyone does, right?
It does. I do.
I support
and
your
I
position.
Think that it's normal. I think this is all very normal.
It's all very normal. Thank no political subtext here at all, people, at all. There's no, don't try to infer anything. He's just talking about a bathroom full of documents. That's it. That's all it is.
And you need That's something it. To read on the can ever since you got kicked off Twitter. I mean, this is all very, it's very normal.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Very, very normal.
Thank you. I'm glad we all agree.
I'm glad we do too.
Great. I really appreciate you guys getting me all hungry for pickles. Yeah. I'm like really hungry for pickles right now, so thank you.
What are your options in Canada? You can go get some pickles, right? You can do some stuff.
Oh, they have all of them. Everything you named and more. Yeah, right. That's great.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. They got Geddy Lee, and they got pickles, and they got...
Yes. Yeah.
What else they got up there? They got the
so many things. Yeah.
Yeah. So many
they got
things.
The poutine. They got Jeff Sire up there.
Timbits and they pickled timbits.
Yeah. Pickled timbits. Pickled poutine.
Yeah. Pickled Jeff Sire. Can't wait to have some of that. Anyway, well, let's get right to it. We got some recommendals to do. Randy's remote on his, but we do have a clip for both of you. And let's start with Brian. It is tradition. Brian, do you have anything you want to say about your clip?
This is a 4-part. Documentary, another one 2 weeks in a row. Brian's recommending documentaries. What has happened to the world?
Love it. I loved your last one. Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited about it.
Is so good. Yeah.
Well, let's find out what we got here. Here's your clip.
Did you ask him why he did it?
I don't want to put words in his mouth, because obviously I want him to speak for himself and say why. I think it's better for people to hear it from him as well, why he did it. I feel like that was the only way to do it, to, you know, record parts of the conversations that we had. He's never had a chance to speak for himself and to tell what actually happened. He was told not to talk about this at all. People need to hear from Lee.
My role was no more than anybody else's, you know. We worked as a team and tried to do it as much as easy as possible. We just walked into that, what's supposed to be the one of the most secure buildings in England. You know, we just walked in there, just walked out, and that's what we done.
All right. No idea, yeah. But I'm in.
This is a documentary called Catching Lightning. This is about the Securitas depot robbery that took place in 2006 in Tunbridge in England, but it's UK's largest cash heist. And the commercials for this, I think we saw them before Yellow Jackets or something. It was like, oh my God, this looks great. Because it has my favorite things about a heist, right? You've got the quick cuts of like what each person did, but then you've got like nicknames. Everybody's got nicknames. This guy's Stopwatch, and this guy's Shorty, and this guy's Mr. Average. Yeah, these are all real. These are all real nicknames that the police gave each of the people involved with this heist. Uh-huh. But at the center of it is a mixed martial arts Moroccan, English-Moroccan mixed martial arts fighter named Lee Murray, who kind of got kicked out of the sport because he got basically involved prior to this, involved in some altercations that technically weren't his fault, but caused problems for him because somebody got hurt in a fight that he tried to break up. Lee Murray very famously challenged Tito Ortiz after a fight in Las Vegas and just basically got notoriety from there, but then got involved with this Securitas depot robbery and got away with £53 million.
Oh my gosh.
Over £53 million. What's crazy is how the police got them. It's crazy hearing about what each person did and how they got away with it, how they really, almost like Ocean's 11, tried to do it in such a way that nobody got hurt, but people felt threatened enough that they would do what needed to be done. But it's fascinating. And this four-part documentary talks about all of that stuff, the background and... Yeah.
And this is reenactments documentary. Yeah.
There is a lot of reenactments in this. And okay. Sometimes it's done poorly. We've talked about that on previous recommendals. This one I think was done very well. It's very subtle, and it's mixed in with a lot of camera footage, so you kind of forget at points whether you're looking at real stuff or reenactment stuff. Huh. Who's the documentarian? There's like the person who did the documentary is Emmy Award winning, and I have to find it.
Someone we might know from another.
Yes. Thing. Catching Lightning documentary director. I should have had this in front of me. Pat Kandelis.
That name's familiar. What other stuff?
I'm about to tell you what Pat Kandelis has also done, and the Outcry miniseries, 2020 documentary about the real-life story of high school football star Greg Kelly, who was arrested, convicted, and jailed for sexual assault of a four-year-old, for which he got an Emmy Award. It was another Showtime documentary. Also Disgraced.
Oh, that one I know.
The 2003 murder of Baylor University basketball player Patrick Dennehy.
Yeah, that's an older one, but I remember that. Okay. Yeah, that name is familiar. That's cool. Good documentaries are my favorite thing in the world.
And I figure while people have Showtime from watching Yellow Jackets or whatever they might be watching, it's a good time to slip in a really cool four-part true crime documentary. Well, the true crime documentary is going to be true, right?
It's going to be true.
Crime documentary about a really cool heist.
They've got a new doc. I just noticed on Showtime while I was looking at this, they have a new documentary called We Need to Talk About Cosby. Ooh, boy, that might be interesting. Anyway.
Oh, I've seen commercials for that, too, and it looks heavy.
Yeah, it looks very real, heavy. Looks real
Does
heavy.
Does it star Hannibal Buress?
No, but it probably deals with him. It's a series. Yeah. I'll bet he's in there. That guy made a thing for himself. Well, anyway, I would I will see this. This sounds – it's a heisty. I like heists.
It's heisty, and it's really well done. Yeah, very, very – not dry at all. You get the full first episode is really background on Lee Murray, this MMA fighter, and the stuff he did leading up to the heist. And then you get right into the heist with episode two.
Nice.
And interviews. And as you heard in the clip, it features a lot of audio clips that his ex-girlfriend recorded during conversations that they were able to use for the documentary.
Oh, wow. And, wow. Was that her? So, is that what we were hearing there? Was that her?
That's what you were hearing. That was her and recorded him basically saying, yeah, we walked in, did what we needed to do, and walked out with 53 million pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I just rewatched, I think we talked about it last week, but I did turn right around and watch Inside Man again because it was on Netflix. I think it may have left already. But that put me in the big time heist mood. So I
So this would be right at a perfect time to watch Catching Lightning if you can take a break from your recommendal long enough to do so.
That's right. By the way, Denzel Washington underappreciated in that movie. He's very good.
Oh yeah,
one of his best. Yeah. All right.
There was a Ask Reddit the other day that was what actor in a role is irreplaceable. You could not possibly have anybody else have done it, pulled it off.
Yeah.
And Denzel Washington came up multiple times. He was like, he has made roles that are only his.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That guy's amazing. He's rated. It's not like he's underrated. Obviously, he's a huge star.
Yeah,
but
he's rated.
Yeah, I just feel like there's going to come a time in the future where we're just going to go, oh right, yeah, this is a body of amazing work, and I want to go watch it again, kind of stuff. Well, anyway, there you go. Sorry, title again, one more time.
Catching Lightning on Showtime.
There you go. See, what's your name? Or, whoops, I don't have it here.
Take this.
No, I can't find it. Where's shitoutofluck.com? And also, damn it. Christine, I'm sorry, I can't find your thing. All right, let's play Randy's clip. Randy, a little bit of heads up on it first. What are we looking at here?
Sure. I've been rewatching things like crazy. Mm-hmm. And some of them are kind of heavy. Like I'm currently rewatching Strange New Worlds, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And I needed some peace and quiet and low stakes drama. and I found recent events also steered me toward this. So just as you're about to play the clip, this is an incredibly saccharine family drama from 20 years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't appreciated in its time, but it has grown in esteem for years. And now, just this week, you know, it's become a little legendary. You're about to hear the voice of by far the most famous actor in the show.
Sorry, that played
and
with that
movie. I'm telling you, at the time this show came out, this voice, this person, wasn't even in like the top five or six credited names.
Oh, so really?
I decided to pull him anyway because you'll recognize it. But he is not at all the star of the show.
All right. Let's give it a shot and see what we got.
I don't understand why.
I was all ready to tell you to not go to Notre Dame. I had a whole pitch all planned out, knowing my charm, it probably would have worked out, but I was doing it for me. Okay, because I couldn't bear the thought of not seeing you every day, and because part of me was hoping that maybe we would get back together or something.
Please.
Yeah. But I know I was being selfish. I mean, come on, if there's anything you taught me, when you love someone, you gotta put them first. You worked your ass off to go to Notre Dame, and you should go. You deserve to go.
Yeah, but I...
The only reason you wouldn't go is because you're afraid you're gonna lose us? Come on, Hannah, that's not gonna happen. All right, we're gonna always be here. I'm always gonna be here for you. I know I let you down before. I promise that's never gonna ever happen again.
Right.
So it's gonna be me and you. Best friends for life. Okay.
For life.
Sounds like Chris Pratt. I know it isn't.
That's what it sounded like to me too.
Yeah.
It is Chris Pratt.
Did
you notice the WB music in the back? Like they can't help themselves. There's constant WB music because this was a WB series that had four seasons. It's called Everwood, and Everwood is on my mind because Both John Beasley and Treat Williams have died in the last week.
They are
two of the stars of this show. It's a Treat Williams show. It's about him as a widower who moves himself and his family, his two children, to a tiny mountain town called Everwood. And it is, I called it saccharine. I just don't have a better word for it. It is what you would imagine This Is Us based all of its feelings on. And so like, I could imagine there's people out there who don't like this kind of thing, but it is very, it's a warm hug. Once you get into it, you know, you can't, oh, you're going to love this show. Like I say, Treat Williams is the star. His oldest son is played by Gregory Smith. The love interest in this small town for Gregory Smith's character is Emily Van Camp. She's awesome. And, Treat Williams plays a doctor. So he's moving into a small town that already has a doctor, right?
Yeah.
And that's played by Tom Amandes. And he's perfect as the kind of, like, he's not a villain, but he's just a little bit of a rival, right?
Yeah.
And then his parents are these old folks played by Deborah Mooney and John Beasley. And I love this show.
This one was famous around here because other than the pilot, which was filmed in Alberta, the rest of the series was filmed in North Ogden and Park City. So it was like a big local production. So there were always Treat Williams sightings. Places and stuff like that, because they filmed this and Touched by an Angel. They spent time in, like, all over the valley, like all up and down Utah, because we used to have really good tax breaks here for filming shit, and then we stopped doing that and everybody went to Atlanta, and that was the end of it for us. But this was like that high point where all of these Dolly saccharine weird little shows on the WB, they were all getting filmed here in our backyard. It was weird.
Never saw a single episode of Everwood, but bought the soundtrack because it was all covers.
Were they good covers?
Yeah.
Nice.
And again, I understand this is no longer a new thing, but I'm telling you, back when Dawson's Creek was relatively new or Felicity was relatively new, this was really exciting. This thing with the music where you're hearing lots and lots of popular music. Under your pleasant show.
Yeah, it's a very pleasant little, they may as well have called it Pleasant, you know?
Or Pleasantville. Yeah. Oh, darn those.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Well, it was filmed partly in downtown Pleasant Grove, Utah. So there's that. There's Pleasant Grove.
Excellent.
Of Clay, Guster, Kristen Hirsch, Stereophonics, Travis doing Don't Be Shy by Cat Stevens, Treat Williams himself singing Loggins and Messina's love song.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
look at Star-Lord back then. That guy.
A little young. Star-Lord.
I didn't know he was doing anything until Parks. I never saw anything.
Yeah, me neither.
So. Yeah, he's in every episode of the show. He starts out as sort of a gruff teenage alternate, right? So, like, you have the son of Treat Williams who's just moved to town, right? And Chris Pratt is the hot shot on campus, so to speak.
Sure.
It takes them a long time to figure out what to do with his character, but they develop him, and by the fourth season, he's kind of a main character.
He kills the whole family. Just kidding. He doesn't do that.
It's not a murder mystery when you put someone in a coma. Is there a
term for that?
There is a crime mystery at the heart of the
coma mystery.
there's a crime mystery. It's a soap opera, right?
Yeah.
Of course somebody's in a coma, and you have to find out whether or not that person wakes up.
Yeah, of course. That's how that's going to work. Well, that's cool. I don't know. This sounds like good background watching, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
Comfort food watch, for sure.
And I understand someone in the chat said it's WB garbage. It is. That's the point.
Yeah, that is your point.
Sometimes what I just desperately need is some WB garbage, because it makes you look away from the cruel realities of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, on the list. Where's the streaming? Sorry, you said, but I forgot. Where is it?
So, in Canada, it's on Apple Plus.
Uh-huh.
It's right there. But in the States, you're going to get it on Freevee, which,
freebie, the commercially supported Amazon,
whatever. Yeah.
Amazon, yeah, I think is the deal.
And while you're there, watch Sprung. I keep talking about Sprung.
Oh, yeah.
People love the Sprung.
Yeah. Sprung. By the way, they're Drake still Garcia. Interviewing Ronald Gladden about the jury duty. I saw a new this week contemporaneous interview with Ronald from Jury Duty. I can't.
Oh,
I can't
really?
Believe how far they've stretched this guy's 15 minutes.
Huh. Wow.
Good for him, man. He deserves all the attention for being the nice guy that he is.
Sure thing. Well, there you go. Mine is clipless today. I already talked about it. In fact, I'm watching NYPD Blue, and you heard my bad Italian accent thing before. That'll count as today's clip. Basically, I've been really, really busy with fulfillment on the Kickstarter. I've had like no time for extra stuff. That and Diablo are both ruining my life. So as a result, I saw nothing cool that was new necessarily. And I've had this on, though. And I'm here to tell you, there are some things that don't hold up in a 2023 kind of way for this 20-year-old show. Mostly it's occasionally the music, which is sometimes awesome. Like the little shaky cam intro stuff they used to do. Some of that stuff's great. Some of it is just bad. Any kind of slow motion action scene where someone's getting shot, terrible, at least in season one, which is all I'm into right now. This may improve over time, probably does. But that show was phenomenal in a lot of ways and really laid the groundwork for like gritty cop drama stuff moving forward. Like, I don't know if we have things like, my brain, the Wire. I don't think we have The Wire without NYPD Blue, and I don't think we have a lot of those kinds of shows without it. And of course, Milch, is it David Milch? I forget his name. Anyway, he went from this to Deadwood, one of the greatest shows ever made. So there's a long legacy here. Amazing stuff. Of course, Bochco was involved as well, and they were sure showing a lot of side boob and butts for a 1990. I mean, it was controversial at the time because it was on regular TV. Like network television, CBS or whatever it was, but it's still kind of shocking now. It's like, oh my gosh, freaking David Caruso's butt is too close. I saw it like it's just way more than I expected. But anyway, that show is very good, and having it on the background's great. I forgot how much Nicholas Totoro is just a force to be reckoned with back then. He's really good as Martinez. There's a bunch of other great character actors in this. And then every episode, somebody shows up that you just know from a thousand other things. Like, just you just know them. And like I said, Dan Hedaya the other day, and there's always these guest stars. It's all just very good. So anyway, highly recommend it. Oh, Neelix from...
from Voyager?
Voyager's in it. He plays this nervous neighbor that almost gets killed because he called the cops on a drug dealer. And anyway,
not surprised. That guy was such a big character actor back then.
Yeah, for sure. And this would have been 2-3 years prior to Neelix, I guess, right? 92, so, and Voyager was 95, I think. So, yeah, so a lot of these are like people you're like, oh, yeah, it's Neelix. But then I'm like, no, back then he was like just a dude getting gigs, just getting work, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, I'm almost getting fried in The Island.
Yeah, that's right.
Just rewatched The Island, I'm telling you. Man, Neelix, underrated, that guy.
He is so great. I don't know why I can't think of his name either. He's so good in Avenue 5. That
perfect example.
The canceling of Avenue 5 had a big impact on me in a bunch of ways, but one of them in particular was losing him as that character. What an amazing character he played in that. If you haven't seen Avenue 5, I think it's worth it just to see the Neelix guy freaking chew up the scenery.
I haven't watched the last season. Haven't watched the final season of it, but
it was good.
We're gonna do that when it's time for our. Filling our time with comedy to after the drama we've been watching of Your Honor season 2, which I think might be my recommendal next week.
Oh damn, dude, I gotta get on that one.
So good.
Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. Recommendals for this week will be up on quicktms.li. chances are they're already there because Brian's very efficient
with
those.
They totally are.
Yep, so go check those out. And Randy, I hope you have a safe trip back. We're doing Film Sack this weekend. I don't know what it is. Brian will be the remote one.
Underworld.
Oh, Randy will be remote too. Won't you be remote as well?
Oh, yes. We got two remotes. Wow, that's cool.
And I will have better sound quality. We're on AirPods right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you sound like you're in the shitter, but that's okay. It worked. Which goes well with your story earlier, you know?
I told you I was.
Yeah, you did. You literally told us that. Yeah, so that'll be this weekend. And local from Vegas for Brian, local for Canada for Randy, and then me and Dunaway just sitting on our asses at home. That's how it's going to be.
In your old boring places where you've been doing it forever.
Boring. Yeah, right. Anyway, that'll be this weekend. Check out Underworld wherever it's streaming. JustWatch.com will tell you. I don't remember. But that movie's great. The rest of the sequels are bad. All right. That's going to do it. Thank you, Randy, for hanging out with us. Have a safe trip. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Brian, so one final thing before we go. We talked about owls yesterday and their weird oblong eyeballs and all that.
Their eye tubes instead of eyeballs. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Exactly. Eye tubes. And we got a listener write in. Corral or Coral wrote in.
I think Coral.
Probably Coral.
Get back in the house, Coral.
Get in there, Coral. Deer Scepter and Ball. I heard you guys talking about owls last podcast. I thought I would enlighten you with this image and then sent this picture. Now, for those home and listening, you're not going to be able to see this, but the chat I'm about to show you. Look at that ugly ass freaking bird.
Yeah, I think that's a wet owl. I think that is a drenched owl.
He's
someone
a wet
left
owl.
That owl out in the rain and its sweet green icing is flowing down.
If you leave an owl sitting normally looking around, they look fine. They look regal,
they look
and cool.
Yeah,
they look awesome. The predators they were meant to be.
Threatening if you're a mouse.
But the minute you get them wet, the minute they stand up and run, the minute you know their eyes are elongated tubes, like, they're effing weird.
Yeah, yeah.
They're weird.
he looks unimpressed and sad.
Yeah, it is kind of a... I mean, part of me hopes that's the owl not wet, and it's just how he looks. But I think you're right.
Gosh.
I think he's wet.
Poor thing. Yeah.
Well, wet owls aside, Coral, we appreciate your emails, and we appreciate all of you listening today for hanging out and being part of it. And more importantly, being part of our Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. We'll get you no commercials ever, pre-show content, couch parties. Brian will miss another. Are you going to be around for this one or no?
I will not be around for couch party. So please watch another Golden Girls.
We will. Last week we did Golden Girls and then followed it up with B. Arthur's episode of Futurama. And that was fun because you went right from B. Arthur to B. Arthur and two very different B. Arthurs, you know?
Just B. Arthur to B. Arthur. I'm curious as to who's ringing my doorbell. I just watched this guy in a suit waddle up to my front door.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's people walking around in suits all over the damn neighborhood. Go home.
They're all out mass selling some bullshit.
They are. Yes, exactly.
No soliciting, people.
I have a sign. It's under the doorbell. It says no soliciting.
Yeah.
I almost want to pull them up on my Ring doorbell and have a little chat with them, but I'm not going to do it.
Just pick it up and go, come on in. We need more victims for our thing.
Are you fresh?
We're just selling satellites here, and I don't know if you really want to eat us. Well, anyway, good luck with that. I don't like that either.
Yeah. No, I don't like it either.
It's no fun.
But he's got a list. He's looking at his list. He just put a little X.
Oh, good. Like that means he maybe saw your sign. He's like...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's like, these people aren't home. But what are these suit people doing walking around the neighborhood?
Yeah, we don't need them. We don't need them.
Like they own the place.
Anyway, yeah, so couch parties. We'll have another one of those. Although I have a doctor's appointment at 9. I'm a little worried about timing, but I'll... Wicked Kitten, if you're listening, I'll let you know what's going on. But I have a doctor's appointment at 9 on Friday. Should be back in time. It's just a quickie. So we'll see. Anyway, you want art in the mail? You want other great monthly benefits? You want pre-show content every day? Well, then just sign up now at patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, it's frogpants.com/TMS. And now we'll play a song to leave the show, and Brian will play it. What do you have?
I will. This one goes out to Jen, who goes by JKL Mass in chat. Hello, Scoot and Boogie. I'm requesting a song for my amazing husband, Adam. He's been working IT for the last 20 years, and last month took the plunge to do what he's always wanted to do, become a chef. He cooked for the owner of a winery, and they loved his food, so he is now chefing at the kitchen at the winery.
That's cool.
He was super nervous and excited to make this leap, but he's killing it now, making yummy food people are loving. If you could play him the song of your choosing to celebrate loving his job instead of surviving it. He loves the Foo Fighters and Radiohead, but anything you pick will be sure to be the right choice. Asking for Tad vibes for his success and a shameless plug for his kitchen. Good decisions. Good decisions.shop. I don't know where this is, but go check it out. Love the show, though. Jen.
It's very cool. I love that.
Very cool. That's awesome. And congratulations, Adam, on following your dreams and getting to do what you've always wanted to do. There's definitely something to that. You're officially my hero, Adam. And by golly, that just so happens to be the song by the Foo Fighters I chose to play today.
Nice.
Covered by First to 11 from Volume 10 of their cover series. Here's First to 11 and the Foo Fighters, My Hero.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We hope to see you back Monday and all the weekend stuff. Oh, Core tonight. Did we talk about Coverville? What's happening?
Oh, Coverville. We did not talk about Coverville. Tomorrow is Coverville. We'll talk about Coverville.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday. Shit. Tonight is not Thursday. Core. What am I thinking? Wednesday. F it. Play F retro. It. Yeah. I don't know. I got GTA all that wrong. All right. Whole different day. Scott needs to get
you really
his
are.
Together.
You really are both scrambled, pulled in all directions before guy.
Asleep deprived. Mainly.
I believe it.
I'm going to take a nap today. Somehow.
Please do.
I don't know when. All right. That's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Be here as your favorite comic strip comes to life.
Oh, well, all right. Oh.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.